What a wonderful day. Thank you.
Oh, we're glad you had fun.
Blue ICs and a trip to the container store? It's like I died and went to the post-mortem neuron-induced hallucination commonly mistaken as heaven.
I still don't understand why you bought that pill caddy. You're a young man.
Age is a state of mind, Leonard. And here, I'm 90. Why are you taking your bins over there?
It's just where I need them. You know, she doesn't have a lot of closet space.
What's wrong with your closet?
Well, honey, you know, now that Leonard and I are married, it kind of makes sense that we actually live together.
So that's all this day was? A plan to butter me up before delivering bad news?
Come on, buddy.
Now, I thought we were friends. You asked for a sip of my icy. If you'd had your own straw, I might have said yes.
Sheldon, please, we already feel bad about this.
Yeah, you know what they don't sell at the container store? Something large enough to contain my disappointment. Although, if anyone did, it would be them.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that started with a big bang.
Hey! Thank you for letting me come speak with you.
Of course.
As my relationships with Penny and Amy are currently strained, I'm turning to you for female comfort and encouragement.
Aww. I'm honored.
I tried reaching out to my mother, but she was in Bible study. Leonard's mother is on a book tour. My meemaw was taking a nap. And after a while, Siri started repeating her answers.
So I'm your seventh choice.
Yeah, I know. Top 10. Pretty exciting.
How can I help you?
In addition to Amy leaving me, Leonard's moving in with Penny. It's difficult not to feel abandoned.
Well, why don't you look at this as an opportunity? You had other roommates before Leonard. Maybe this is a chance to find someone new.
Perhaps I could find someone better than Leonard. Someone I could rub in his face. Chris Pratt's all the rage right now. I wonder how he feels about taking the smaller bedroom.
Hey.
Hey. You know who'd be the perfect roommate?
Gandalf, but he's a smoker.
Stuart, he's been living with us for a while now. I'm sure he'd love to get us out of his hair.
Nope, couldn't be happier.
Well, Shelton's looking for a roommate.
Nope.
He'll think about it.
No, I won't!
Have you seen this Archie comic? It's actually Archie versus Predator.
How could Archie defeat Predator?
I don't know, maybe Jughead's a Terminator.
Hey, Stuart.
Do you guys know any musicians?
Why?
I was thinking it might be cool to have live music here a few nights a week, you know? Give this place more of a staying-in-business vibe.
What kind of music are you thinking of?
I like all kinds of music, but my favorite genre is free.
Hey, we've always talked about playing together.
Well, it could be fun to try a little acoustic thing.
Oh, we could play folk music.
What's that?
It's been around for years. It's like folk music, but with a sci-fi fantasy theme.
I like it. Sounds exactly like something I shouldn't be expected to pay for.
Hey, dude, if we do this, we're gonna need a cool band name.
You know, I've actually had one I've been sitting on for years.
Really?
Well, it was for this power trio I tried to put together in junior high, but I was short two friends.
What is it?
Footprints on the Moon.
I just got chills.
So did I.
Me too. But I might have Lyme disease.
Just a few more signatures and we'll be finished. Initial here to acknowledge that you've returned your key. Okay. See? Oh, yes. As my future neighbor, I'd like you to have a key. Initial here to acknowledge you received it.
I'm proud of you. You're taking this really well.
Oh, it's not like I'm never going to see you two again. Yeah, which brings us to Article 23, Subsection C. Please check here to reserve your spot at the 10-year roommate reunion.
Do I really have to do that now?
No, but if you want chicken and get stuck with the fish, that's on you. Right. Oh, and lastly, please initial here to confirm that ownership of the living room couch is hereby transferred to me in perpetuity all throughout the universe and all alternate universes, except for those universes where owning a couch is forbidden by the Hive Queen, in which case all glory to the Hive Queen. All right. So all that's left is for us to sign and date the document, and we will officially no longer be roommates.
What's the matter?
It's harder than I thought.
Let me help you. L-E-O-N.
Not help me.
So I have an idea for a Filk song. It's kind of a power ballad superhero crossover tale of epic proportions.
Is it cold in here? Because, oh my.
Okay. So it's a David and Goliath story. It's about man against God. It's called Hammer and Whip, the untold story of Thor versus Indiana Jones.
Thor versus Indiana Jones. You just blew my filking mind.
Okay, I don't have it all worked out yet, but I was thinking something like, oh, Indy, oh, Indy, the skies are so windy. Is that a flying man with a killer board? Wait, that's no man, it's a Norse god.
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay, well, hang on. Thunder clapped as Thor raised his mighty hammer. Indy rapped, that's one bad mammal dermal.
That is so good!
Right? A mamma jamma just came to me.
Okay, and here's the hook. Thorin Dr. Jones, Thorin Dr. Jones. One plays with lightning, the other plays with bones. Remember the Ark of the Covenant?
Yeah.
That's how much we're going to melt people's faces off.
I appreciate your interest in the apartment. I just need to ask you a few standard questions.
Sure.
It says here you're a chemist. Which element on the periodic table do you feel is too big for its britches?
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Looks like argon's not the only one with an attitude problem. In general, would you say that you smell better, worse, or the same as you do right now? I was going to ask you what is the best fruit, but then I realized what I want to ask you is why is there a Band-Aid on your forearm? But then I